Psalms chapter 106. Praise the Lord Jehovah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord Jehovah, because he is good. Because his mercy endures forever. Who can speak the mighty acts of the Lord Jehovah? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are those who keep judgment, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord Jehovah, with the favor that you bear to your people, O visit me with your salvation. That I may see the good of your chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may rejoice with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed sin, we have done wickedly. Our forefathers did not understand your wonders in Egypt, they did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of the one who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies, there was not one of them left. Then they believed his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel. But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron the saint of the Lord Jehovah. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram. And a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb, and worshipped the molten image. So they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, Egypt, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the gap, to turn away his anger, lest he should destroy them. Yes, they despised the pleasant land, they did not believe his word, but murmured in their tents, and did not listen to the voice of the Lord Jehovah. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them, to overthrow them in the wilderness. To overthrow their descendants also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also to Baal-peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. So they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague broke in upon them. Then Phinehas stood up, and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted to him for righteousness to all generations forever. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes. Because they provoked his spirit, so that he spoke unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations, concerning whom the Lord Jehovah commanded them. But were mingled among the heathen, ungodly, and learned their works. And they served their idols, which were a snare to them. Yes, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. And shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. So they were defiled with their own works, and went prostituting with their own inventions. Therefore the anger of the Lord Jehovah was kindled against his people, insomuch that he despised his own inheritance. And he gave them into the hand of the heathen, ungodly nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them. But they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low because of their sin. Nevertheless he regarded their affliction, when he heard their cry. And he remembered his covenant with them, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He caused them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captives. Save us, O Lord Jehovah, our God, and gather us from among the heathen, ungodly nations, to give thanks to your holy name, and to triumph in your praise. Blessed is the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen. Let it be. Praise the Lord Jehovah.